In Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, Bono describes his life in chapters named after U2's best-loved songs. Out of Control was the band's first single, which Bono started writing on his 18th birthday on the 10th of May, 1978. It was a time when he was still trying to find his way in life, as he explains.
It wasn't so long ago I was smart at school, but lately I can't concentrate on anything except girls and music. Smart enough to see a correlation. I can paint quite well, but not like my best friend Googie. I can write prose quite well, but not as well as that gifted know-it-all Neil McCormick, who writes for the school magazine. I've played with the idea of being a journalist, fantasized about being a foreign correspondent, reporting from war zone. But to be a journalist, you have to do well at exams, and I'm having problems with exams. Problems with being in school to sit them. And anyway, there's another war zone I'm involved in our street, at my house, in my head.
Marrying the love of his life was a kind of surrender for Bono, the best kind. Ali inspired Two Hearts Beat as One from the 1983 album War, which Bono wrote on the couple's honeymoon.
When she walked into the church, she looked the kind of beautiful you can't exaggerate, but also looked a tiny bit uncomfortable. I appear to have a flower pot on my head. Ali hadn't figured how to say no to her hipster hairstylist who had gotten a little carried away on the horticulture. Anyway, despite her discomfort, she carried the same serenity she always did, the kind I'd spend my life trying to inhabit. The kind of beauty that invites more of it from those around her. As I stared a little longer into those veiled eyes, I wondered if Ali was ready to take on the life I'd chosen, even if she was ready to take me, for better or worse.
Song for Someone, from the 2015 album Songs of Innocence, was another love song Bono dedicated to his wife. In the chapter of the same name, Bono recounts the formation of the band.
Drummer seeks musicians to form band. How casually our destiny arrives. Quite a few wannabes had responded to Larry's invitation on the school notice board. And now, classes out for the day, we were all packed in the oven that was Larry Mullen's kitchen. How do we fit all the drums, the amps, and the apprentice rock stars into such a small room? Guitar and bass might have been squealing for attention with their amplifiers and distortion pedals making loud arguments for being there, but it was the drums that filled both physical and musical space.